4ZLK, good morning.
Hey, KO4LAO, Jim here. How are you this morning?
Shane, we've talked a couple times. It's been a while, though. Just wanted to ask you how your CW is going, your CW learning.
About it this morning at 6:45, transmitting with a buddy, partner, study buddy I've got, who's kind of being helping me as an elder. Trying to copy as much as I can there.
I think it's NY4G that you're working with.
He's a great instructor.
Getting on in the morning and doing that, what frequency do you guys use? Because I'm usually up at that time, too, working on it. I use an app to work on the code, but I've been curious to see if I could find you guys and eavesdrop on you a little bit.
Welcome to hear my mistakes. That's what you're going to mostly, and then it's either that or send again, please.
There yet either. I can send all the letters, and I have to make myself slow down. But as far as copying them, well, at around 15 words a minute is what I'm learning it at. I'm a little over halfway. I can copy, conversations if they're going slow enough, but I hit those letters and I haven't worked on copying, and my mind gets in the way, and I lose it. But I've been trying to do more and more. Just taking my time working at it.
What do? Look me up on QRZ and send me an email, and I'll send you the frequencies and times. Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to intrude, but I was curious. I've met. Oh my goodness, can't even think of his name. Ariel. There we go. I've met him a couple times. Run into him out and about as well too. So he's a really nice guy.
We used to do like every day of the week, and then we kind of have changed it to I'm doing more practicing, and then he just kind of does a progress check with me, which I think is working out a little bit better because it really means I'm doing more of the head work that I need to be doing. I tell you what I've been doing is using Morse machine is one, and then Roof CXP, and then I think Ariel told me about LOCW this morning. Have you heard of that one?
I know there's a whole bunch out there. I'm using an app called Ham Morse, and you can make all kinds of adjustments as far as the speed of the character and the spacing speed. And also it'll send you news headlines. But what I'm doing right now, I'm just having random characters sent with the ones that I know. And that way I don't know what's coming next. If it was a word, you can kind of figure it out when you start filling in the letters. I figure if I do it this way, then the words should come easier because I'll recognize them when I start writing down the words. I'll know how to finish them and then maybe not listen to the characters.
I'll start out with Morse machine. The lowest you can go is 20 words per minute. And then I'll get to where I'm doing like 99% of those. Then I bump it up to 25 words a minute and get to where I'm 99% of those. And then I bump it up to 30 words per minute and I do those. And then I do Roof CXP. And then before I actually go in and sit down with Ariel, I do about 20 minutes of key work. I'm like you. I can send it much faster than I can head copy, but that's where the game is, really. It's head copy. So since you shouldn't be sending faster, I can send it 20, 25 words per minute with no problem, but head copy-wise, man, I'm down around 12 words a minute.
That seems to be the way it is. It's a lot easier to send fast than it is to receive. Now, do you do all head copy, or are you writing? I know at the higher speeds you can't obviously keep up with writing, but how do you handle that?
Things he's really sending me stuff out of W1AW for from ARRLs. They have different scripts that they copy from QST Magazine, and the words are pretty long, and the sentences are long as well. So it's I'm not at the point of where I can head copy that. I have to use a pencil. But you're right. The goal is, the end goal is, for normal QSO kind of stuff, head copy and not using a pencil, because at the higher speeds, you can't write fast enough to keep up with that.
And what's funny is, and when I was reading about this app I'm using, they say that if you do it this way, if you learn it at a faster speed, you learn your muscle memory. And it's true. If I try not to think about the letters, if I just copy what I'm hearing, I just write. And a lot of times I'm like, I don't even know what I just wrote, and it's correct. So I'm hoping that will translate eventually into, as I get faster, start hearing words and not have to, I'm not hurting myself by writing, you know what I mean? I've never done this before.
And, I mean, there's already words like the and was, those simple connector kind of words. You can tell what those are. And those are gold, because you hear that word going and you know, okay, I got time to go back and think about a letter I missed or whatever. And it's amazing how sometimes after the fact it'll just pop in your head later. You can go back and fill it in. So you're right. You just write something. And a lot of times, especially when he's sending me stuff, I have no idea what I'm writing.
I'm hoping it's going to happen. And I do know, like you said, there are certain phrases or words that I can hear, and I know exactly what it is. So I'm hoping that the rest of it will magically become that eventually.
Sending words like transceivers and plausible and other big long words like that, you go, what are you sending me? And then you think it's over, and it's not over. It's like five more words in a sentence to go.
Words he would use to try to trip you up.
Not trying to trip me up. It's what is actually in the ARRL certification thing. That's what we're trying to do. Is if you're gonna do a certification with them, like even at 10 words per minute, they're gonna send you true 10 words a minute using a QST extract that's challenging, and you can have no errors in it.
Similar to what they do, I think they do it at 10 o'clock in the evening. I know they do it in the morning too, but they have the fast and slow speed schedules.
Different things out there. Today they're doing the CWT test, or CWT, which is the exchange that they do. It starts at 3 o'clock local for us, and I forget the Zulu time, but anyways, you get on any frequency, like on 3 or 7 or 14 megahertz, from 25 to 58, and you'll hear them do the exchange. Over.
Look that up. I won't be home for today, but I'll have to look up those things. But, yeah, I appreciate the information. I will send you an email, and if you don't mind, I won't interrupt, but I might eavesdrop on you a little bit, because I'm usually sitting at my desk about that time in the morning. And if I hear you, I'll let you know next time I hear you on the radio. So, but I definitely will not interrupt and interfere with anything. But appreciate that. I'll get you an email out sometime today. And 4ZLK.
Well, you're certainly welcome to do that, and even give you a call if you want after our QSO's over. But yeah, you'll get a lot of laughs out of that, because you'll go, you'll hear Ariel send it right, and then I'll be trying to get it back to him and piece it together. And there's some pretty humorous moments there.
Sounds a lot, and man, I've heard some senders that I just gave up on them because I couldn't even get a rhythm on the letters, and their key or the tone was going up and down. You know, wasn't even staying on the same frequency or the same cycle, whatever you call it. It was like it was driving by me. You know, when a truck drives by or an ambulance drives by and the sound diminishes or goes lower, that's what was happening even with their key.
Doppler effect, you know, like an oncoming train or one that goes past you, that's a Doppler sound. But, yeah, I don't know what would make that happen. Normally, you just set one frequency. But, again, I'm not all that experienced as a CW guy. But yes, I think of all the different ham disciplines you can get into, CW to me appears the most challenging and the one that I enjoy the most.
10-0-TR.
Morning, N0TR, KO4LAO. You're welcome to join us here. Shane, N4ZLK, if I got that right, Shane.
Go ahead, Tom.
Roger, yes, I know Shane very well, Jim. Well, it's nice to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. And if you want to really hear that variation in frequency and chirping, listen to a Cuban station. They are the worst in the world because they're probably poorest and have poor rigs, and they will veer off frequency, and they got this chirp, chirp, chirp along right with it. It's almost indicative of 99% of them, it seems like. CO calls, I think it is. But it's good to hear you guys this morning, and kudos to both of you for getting into the CW. How you doing with Ariel, Jim?
Yeah, pretty regular. I come out of the room sweating in the mornings.
India twice the other night. I couldn't believe it. And one of them confirmed to the log book of the world. I didn't need him on 20 meters, but he was nice and strong. And the second one come on about 10 minutes later, a different call. And he was really, really weak, but he didn't do logbook of the world. But that fellow, the VU call, actually, I think it was VU2XCE or something like that, CXE. He confirmed the very next day, and that's 8,900 miles. That's, you're stretching out the old CW signals. It's nice to hear some propagation coming back. Go ahead, Shane.
I heard you mention that maybe yesterday about the India or day before, I'm not sure, but that's really good. I'm looking forward to that. I've had one CW contact in my whole ham radio career. That was right after I got my tech license, or novice license, I guess, back in 91. And my father-in-law was standing there, and he was behind me saying, go, 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 you know, send a CQ, and I finally did. Of course, it was really, really slow, and I struggled, but I talked to a guy in Alaska, which was really cool, and that was, but he had never worked Alaska, so he was just as excited. Go ahead, Jim, N4ZLK.
Good to hear from you, and no, I've been keeping my head down, but in the mornings at 6:45 there, Ariel's been wearing me out pretty good, but he's, lately we've been doing, we were doing international call signs there for a while, but then now we've gotten on to the ARRL certification scripts, you know, that they have for different speeds, and so he's been sending me that, and long sentences and big words, and I usually have to ask for a repeat to pick up the characters I missed, but I'm getting better at it.
Well, I think we'd all have problems with that because you get used to the standard QSOs. Go ahead, Shane.
You guys, I'm almost where I'm going next. Jim, I enjoyed it. I'll send you an email. Tom, good to hear you. Hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well. And thanks for the information, too, Jim. Looking forward to maybe working you on the air someday. And you too, Tom, on down on the lower portions of the band. N0TR and KO4LAO and 4ZLK. Go ahead, Tom.
Have a good day and a safe day, most of all, Shane. 73. Go ahead, Jim.
Anytime you want to work, if you want to just give me a call, but you can look me up on QRZ and all that contact information's there. But I'd be happy to do QSO practice with you or something if you'd like. And, you know, Tom, I've been meaning to get over to see you. I talked to Ariel the other day, and I said, well, we just need to go maybe get Chad and just come over visit one day. Go ahead, Tom.
Anytime, Shane. I won't be around tomorrow, but at least not every minute of the day. I got a doctor's appointment. But, yeah, I'd love to have you come over. And I got to talk to Bill, one of my favorite people, N4IQ, there yesterday, and really enjoyed that. And Phil was on here, W4NGU, at the same time. And that was a really big treat for me. Get both them guys on here at once. And we're stopped at the fruit market, Jim. And, hey, I love you. I'd love to have you come out and see my station, and maybe you can make some contacts on the good old Keir down there. Have a good day, Jim. KO4LAO in 0TR 73.
It's great to hear from you, and I'll check in with you, and we'll do another QSO here soon. I'll be hopefully a little bit better than the last time I tried it. But best to Bernice, and I'll and Shane, you as well. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk soon. N0TR, N4ZLK, KO4LAO clear.